I was struck by the film La Piscine, which I saw on Amazon about a year ago when I heard you were making a bigger splash. Can I ask you your opinion of La Piscine?
I'm interested to hear your opinion on La Piscine. What do you think of La Piscine?
I thought it was a moderately intriguing film that had kind of a downish, glum feeling to it. And it ended, it's one of the coldest films I can recall of this type. But then again, the Europeans sometimes will go in this direction. I thought that your film was radically different, while adhering to the bones of La Piscine, but making a robust and celebrative, sensuous film about really yourself, and not really paying that much attention to the plot, which I thought was wonderful. That's why I liked it so much.
I completely endorse what you said. Totally. What you said is extremely precise.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm glad that you are we're on the same page. You have where did it come from? Why did you decide to remake La Piscine?
It was really an occasion that they came to me because someone Studio Canal wanted me for that.
Yeah.
And I thought, why not? Because there was something in the premises, as you said, in the bones of the film by Jacques Deray, that I thought it could have been personally involving. Like, you could have this story, these characters, and then you could do something personal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I found it gave me the possibility of. It gave me the possibility of control.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you... I mean, I just... One of my favorite scenes in the whole film has nothing to do with anyone's... with sexual undercurrents or with the hint or the aura of murder. One of my favorite scenes is the moment where they watch the woman making ricotta cheese. That was wonderful.
Oh.
Love that scene.
Mm-hmm. That was really something that we wanted to endorse. You know, we wanted it to be really part of the place.
Yeah.
You know, like you do a movie in Pantelleria, you need to make sure that Pantelleria is really a protagonist.
And, yeah.
And so we changed that scene while we were shooting in order to make sure that the scene could have been... part of the story in really organically.
Yeah. I had never thought about going to Pantelleria until I saw your film. Now I can't wait to go there. I've been to Sicily twice. I take it you've been there quite a lot on your own for your own reasons. Is that why you chose it?
Right. You should go to Pantelleria. You have to be aware that you are going to face a very tough place.
Because of the dry winds, you mean?
The wind, the sun. It's not an easy place, but that's what is making it great. You can walk, you can have fantastic hikes. It's really wonderful.
I particularly fell in love with that wonderful outdoor restaurant that didn't seem to be a restaurant as much as an open air.
Doesn't exist. That we created.
Oh, okay. Because that was wonderful. My God, that was
it's
one of the
great, but it doesn't exist.
Oh, okay. And I also am very intrigued. Can you tell me about the latest the remake of Suspiria? Is that going to begin in August? I believe.
In September.
September. And
it's a movie that I always loved, and it made an impact to me that I want to pay homage to that impact that the movie had on me.
Okay.
But the movie is not going to be a remake. It's going to be more about a reflection on my feelings when I saw it.
Okay. And motherhood, it says here.
Of course.
Yes. Is it, in fact, going to have Tilda plus her co-stars, or is that something that did I get that correct?
It's going to be with Tilda and Dakota, yes.
So Dakota, but not Rafe and not Matthias?
No.
Okay. All right. Speaking of
even
race,
though I must say,
yeah,
I can't wait to work with again with Raven Matthias.
You're part of his performance in your film is part of I guess you call the Ray Fiennes Renaissance. The three films that he's made in quick succession, yours and Grand Budapest Hotel, and Hail Caesar. He seems to have found something joyous and alive in himself. He's become this new guy in a way. Had you detected that on your own?
I saw Bullhead a few years ago, and I found that Bullhead was he in that movie he played a role with such a great subtlety. So I met him and we started to meet one another, and eventually we found that we wanted to work together.
Yeah. The it's interesting. I was thinking of an old 1950s tune. You Talk Too Much. You know that one?
Which one?
It's called "You Talk Too Much," a late 1950s song. You talk too much. Da 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 da. You know another one?
I know it.
Anyway, that's kind of his signature. This thing, he won't shut up, and it's funny. Matthias at one point says, "You
he
just
does
shut
not
up."
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious, and I absolutely adore the reverence that your film shows for rock and roll culture and the Rolling Stones in particular, and even more particularly Emotional Rescue and that whole vibe. That was just magnificent, magnificent.
Thank you. We wanted to make sure that this movie was electric and driven by rock and roll as possible. So I take it as a great compliment, because we really strived with the editor to create that balance right. Thank you so much.
By the way, is there I'm reading here, I didn't know about this, but way back when you were at La Sapienza, you did a thesis on Jonathan Demme. Was that a written thesis, or how did you...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big book I wrote, but never published.
Never published?
I wrote about his career from his first feature of Caged Heat, mm-hmm. to his movie, because at the time it was when he was shooting, he was preparing Beloved. So the my thesis ends with Philadelphia.
Okay. I had a friend who was a huge Jonathan Demme fan, and he felt that his peak was Something Wild, and that he felt that he had capitulated to the commercial arena with Silence of the Lambs, which I happen to feel is one of his, is perhaps one of his, you know, best films. And
I think he's not right. I think Silence of the Lambs is a masterpiece.
Yeah, me too. I agree. So there's a... are you a citizen of Rome for the most part when you're not working? Where do you live?
Milan.
Milan.
Yeah.
Do you come from Milan?
I am Italian. I'm Sicilian, Algerian. I grew up in Ethiopia, and right. I lived in Sicily until I moved at the age of 22 to Rome.
Yeah.
And I moved to Milan just in the last 5 years.
Okay. I've always felt fascinated with Milan, but I don't love it and enjoy it as much as mm-hmm. I do the southern part of Italy. It's a fascinating cultured, the sense of style, clothing, food, everything. It's a wonderful place. I should probably get into it.
Place. It's a secret place.
Yeah.
It needs time to adapt to it, but it's really great.
Yeah. So the... I would imagine if I were, I mean, it seems to me that your approach to filmmaking, which is so much more sensuous and celebrative than many people on this side of the Atlantic, have you had any conversations with anybody on, you know, about making a film in this country? Is that...
I wish that will happen one day, sooner or later. Mm. I love this country.
Mm.
I love, love, love. Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Because, you know, I would love it if you and...
As far as I have complete control over my work, I would do it in a second.
Yeah. Also, I would love to purchase a soundtrack album for a bigger splash.
You can find it.
Huh?
You can find it.
Okay. It's happening right now. Okay. Very good.
The soundtrack of this movie?
Yes.
It's on iTunes.
Oh, I didn't even check it, but I think it's wonderful. I intend to purchase it straight away. I mean, why did you call it a bigger splash? I know it's based on the Hockney painting, but...
Well, because I like the idea that there is something more impactful that is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could put in perspective what is the actual outcome of the movie. It's not just what you think. It's not. It's just to avoid, to just not to be... Like, La Piscine was a very literal title. Instead,
right.
The Biggest Splash is a non-literal title, and that's what I like about it.
Mm.
So that, as I said before, an audience can make their mind. What is the Biggest Splash?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question that's not about the movie. You were born in Palermo.
Yeah.
And I
moved to Ethiopia.
Right. For the first time in my life, I went to Palermo with my son about 5 years ago, and we had been roaming around Sicily, having a pretty great time. When we got to Palermo, we thought, my God, this is dispiriting. It doesn't seem to be civically together. It seems like it's... it's like kind of a rundown mafia town. I mean, the architecture, the cheap buildings. I just immediately was not that taken with it culturally. It has a history of mafia jurisprudence and organized crime. Is that one of the reasons why I had that reaction? I just thought it was a sort of an unappealing town.
Well, Palermo is beautiful, but unfortunately, Palermo has been disfigured by its inhabitants and the corruption.
Yeah.
and the power that is ruling the town and Sicily in general.
Yeah.
It's like a beautiful woman who has been disfigured.
Yeah.
It makes me very sad to think about this because I come from there.
Yeah.
But what to do? What to do? I mean, it's maddening because it's so beautiful, but it's so unkept, and it's really... Oh, you're hitting a very delicate note because, it's my town, but still, it's...
I know what you're saying, and I maybe it's just an era. So it was a very much of a different place. You're saying in the early 70s. How long were you there?
And I would say that the 70s were a moment in which things went bad because all these construction started. Palermo was a beautiful place with all these fantastic Art Nouveau buildings. It was really considered the pearl of Sicily.
Right.
Then it's now becoming a rotten place.
Yeah. Can you just review one more? I'm sure you told this story many times, but your initial contact with Tilda goes back to about what, 15 years ago?
I met Tilda in 1994, I think.
Right. Okay.
When I introduced myself to her, because I had sent to her agent a script of a short film I wanted her voice for, and she had not replied, so I wanted to see why, and I went to a conference she was taking in Rome at the Palazzo degli Esposizioni, and I asked her, I didn't know her, I approached her and I said, why you didn't want to do it in my movie? And she didn't know anything about the movie because she hadn't read the script.
Okay.
But she said to me, let's meet tomorrow and we can talk. And the second we talk, it became immediate that we became friends.
Mm, mm.
It's life, life is great when it comes to this kind of great opportunity. Not opportunities, we did great occasions, things that happened.
Right. Well, I think you guys are an inspired team, and I hope you keep working together. And
absolutely.
And I very much. Where is Suspiria going to be shot specifically?
It's set in Germany in the 70s.
Okay. Fascinating. Visconti.
Fassbinder.
You're going to shoot it in the vicinity of Berlin, or where exactly?
Also, not only, but also.
Okay. Well, best of luck with it, and
again, thank you.
Again, in, passionate congratulations on the
thank one, you one of the, so easily, so much.
Yeah, easily one of the best films of the year, and
ooh,
you know, so
thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Take care.